Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Lior Rochel Bas Chaya Reisel. The topic of this year is Amira Lenochri Shvus. The Rambam, in the sixth parak of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph, writes, Aser Loimar Lenochri Lasis Lana Malacha B'Shabbos. We're not allowed to tell a goy to do Malacha for us on Shabbos, etc. Vafri Shamala Mikodim Shabbos, even though he told him before Shabbos, and even though you only need that malacha after Shabbos, and this is rabbinically forbidden. In order that Shabbos should not be light in their eyes, and they will come to do it on their own. So we have a halacha here in the Rambam that you're not allowed to tell a goy to do the malacha for you on Shabbos, even though you tell him before Shabbos, even though you don't need the malacha on Shabbos but only after Shabbos. And this Aser Rabbanan, so Shabbos shouldn't be light in our eyes. The reason the Rambam writes to Aser Amira Lenochri in order that Shabbos should not be light in our eyes, so it's mashma that it's a din miyuchad b'isr Shabbos. It's a special din relating only to Shabbos. But that's very shver, because we have a Gemara above Metzia, famous Gemara, Daf Tzadi Amar Aleph, Ibailu Maish Yomar Adam Lenochri Chasoim Parosi V'dushba. Is a person allowed to say to a goy to put a muzzle, to muzzle his cow, and then to thresh with it? Mi amrin, and do we say ki amrin amir nachli shvus hani milin yin Shabbos dirsu skila avachasima dirsu lavlo? Do we say that there's a difference? When do we say amir lenachri shvus that it's asa derabban and tell a goy what to do for you to do an isser for you? That's dafka Shabbos, which is an isser skila. But chasima, which is only a lav, muzzling an animal when he's threshing, which is only a lav, osachsim shorbadisho, so that maybe is not going to be asa tell a goy to do. Or maybe there's no difference. Look there in Tosas Dibur Maschal Avol. And the Rambam in the 13th parak of Hilchos Shechiras Halacha Gimel writes, Amar la'akum chason parasi v'dushba, etc. Aser ve'enoi loike. So he asers one to tell a goy to muzzle his cow and to thresh with it. Look in the Magid Mishnah that the Rambam paskin le'iser. He asered it, that's, you don't get malchus, but it's aser, and so to his das harambam. And it's also mukhrach from the Rambam in the 16th parak of his Surei Bia, halacha yud gimel, she'aser lomar la'akum l'saris behema shel Yisrael, that one is not allowed to tell a goy to be misaris the Jewish animal, to tie up the tubes, the animal can't have babies. So the Magid Mishnah proves from Sugis HaGemara that we paskin that Bnei Noach are not mitzuvim on Sirus. Echad is the opinion of the Gemara that they are, but we paskin not. Echad Sirus vechad sharam mitzvah sheish behem lav. Hamira la'akum shavu behem. So we have an Isser of Sirus, which is Aser mitzad Amira la'akum. And it applies also to muzzling the behema, muzzling the para. And it also applies to Shabbos, so you can't make a chilek between Shabbos and other areas of halacha, even according to the Rambam. Obazoi medar frashtein, that the Rambam says, legabe Shabbos, that amir la'akum is aser. Why? Shabbos shouldn't be kalabei nehem. Aye, the Yisur from Mirul Anachwi was not said only Lagabe Shabbos. B'chol Yisurei Torah, there's an Yisur Shvus Ba'amirul Anachwi. Zach and the Rambam say it's Dabka Shabbos Le'yakala Be'neim. So, Agoyin Rabbi Tzal Zsolti in an article that he wrote in a Torah journal many decades ago, and then it was reproduced for whatever reason without proper attribution, but maybe there was a reason for that, in another Torah journal. And he answers as follows. I don't think this is printed in his Mishnah Siyavitz, but it was printed in one Torah journal and then reprinted in another Torah journal. So he answers as follows, that the Rosh in Bav Metzia Daf Tzadi Amar Aleph writes, Mikan Pasak Rav Sadia Gon to Usser La'adim shiomer l'nachri erev Shabbos heilach mos v'kenei b'Shabbos v'kach v'kach. So in the Gemara in Bav Metzia, where we talk about Amir la'akum l'gabei chason parasi, and whether you can distinguish between that and Shabbos, so the Rush writes from there that Rav Sadji Gaon Paskins that you're now allowed to tell a goy in erev Shabbos, take this money and buy for me something on Shabbos. We see from here that even though he doesn't thresh immediately, it's only done after the animal is muzzled. So the Gemara would have answered, if there was an Isra Skila, we would have been pashit that it's Aser. The Gemara says, maybe Hani Milinian Shabbos, that it's an Isra Skila, but maybe Chasim, which is a lav, no. But if Chasim would be an Isra Skila, then it would be Aser, definitely, no question. So therefore, you see that it doesn't have to be immediate. Even though the animal doesn't thresh immediately, it's still usser. And therefore, one is not allowed to say to a goy in Erev Shabbos, Helech Mos, take money. Ukenei b'Shabbos kach v'kach, and buy on Shabbos this and this, even though it's much before. So the Rush says, V'nirali dein raya mikan. I don't think it's a raya from here. Here the Amira was at the time that there was an Isra Maisa, meaning when was the Amira done with the animal? When it was this man that the Maisa was Aser. But telling a goy an Erev Shabbos Helach Mos Ukenei B'Shabbos Kach V'Kach, that would lechora not be Aser. So there by the Chasom Parasi, so Afagav da Maisa Achar Amira Aser, even though the Maisa was after the Amira, since Bishas HaAmira it was already Aser, then it's Aser. But when it comes to telling a goy an Erev Shabbos, there Bishas HaAmira it's Mutter, so maybe it's Mutter. And so it's Lichadush HaRan, Dibur Maschul Le'inyan, Vishamina Mehacha, Shabfilu Loimar Lekusi, Vachol Shiatsim Loch Bishabbos, Aser Mishamir Lekusi. You're not even allowed to tell him during the week to do something for you. Just like Chasom Parasi before the Tisha, and then the Ron rejects this like the Rush does, and he says, "Vein raya zum chuveris bein ay klal." I'm not impressed. I don't like this raya. Why? Because shiny hacha shuamar kain bizman shu aser ladish bechasima. There he's saying to be dash thresh when it's aser to thresh. So then it's aser to say such a thing. But b'chol when it hasn't yet been, when Shabbos hasn't yet come, you can't learn from here. And the Rambam already writes explicitly that Aser Lomar L'Nachri Latzis L'Nam Malacha B'Shabbos V'Afa Pishar Malach Kodim Shabbos. You're not allowed to tell a goy to do Malacha for you on Shabbos, even if you tell him before Shabbos. And the Magid Mishnah writes Shadav Zehu Muskam. This is agreed upon. You see, the Rush and the Ran don't seem to buy it into that, but the Magid Mishnah says this is Muskam. And it's Aser before Shabbos. So it would appear as follows, that the Rambam writes, the reason, Kadesh Shlo Te Shala Shabbos Kala Beinayim, that means that there's an Iser even before Shabbos, that even though Iser Melechus Shabbos has not yet been Chal, nevertheless there's an Iser Amira L'Nachri. And that's because so that Shabbos shouldn't be kala beinam. Aval amira l'nachri b'Shabbos atzma hareze k'sha'ar isurei Torah. But telling a goy on Shabbos itself is like other isurei Torah that have an isra amira l'nachri. Since the amira is b'Shabbos isra hamaisa, and we don't find an isra of amira l'nachri shelo b'Shabbos isra hamaisa, except in an isra hatoli b'zman kegon Melechus Shabbos, that he tells the Nachri before Shabbos, like the Rush and the Ran. And therefore the Rambam has to give a different reason. If it's on Shabbos itself, then it's definitely going to be Aser, like other Isurei Torah that are Aser B'Shas Maisa. But when it comes to before Shabbos, that's a different story, that shouldn't be Aser. And therefore the Rambam says, you're right, it's before Shabbos. The reason it's going to be Aser, it's a din miyuchad the gabei Shabbos kadesh shalot yeh Shabbos kala beinem v'yavol lasetz batzman. So Shabbos shouldn't be light in their eyes. The Rambam has to come on to this reason, because otherwise it would be mutter. because it's before Shabbos. It's only Aser on Shabbos itself. How do we know it's Aser even before Shabbos? It's a special din by Shabbos, and it's an afgamina ladina, because the Mishnah Lamelech and the sixth paragraph of Shabbos Lachatetz brings in the name of the Beis Yosef that Amir Lenachri is only Aser Melacha Dairaisa, but not by Melacha Dirabanan. And he's Tameya. The Rambam was not Matir to tell a goy to do on Shabbos, so then it's only Aser Medirabanan. Unless there's a Mikzah Scholi or there's a Tzarech Mitzvah. So how can the Beis Yosef say that Amir Lenachri is only Aser Bisud Dairaisa, but not Dirabanan? The Rambam even asks, is this Durabban unless it's Mikzas Choli at Tzorech Mitzvah? And the Maharas is sown in a tshuva's ready omed on this, and he answered that when did the Rambam require Mikzas Choli at Tzorech Mitzvah? When B'Shabbos he tells the Goy to do it. But if he tells the Goy during the week to do it on Shabbos, then there's a difference between a Malacha D'Arais and a Malacha D'Rabbanan. The explanation is as follows. Based on what we said, that Isser Amir L'Nachri, that was said, B'Chol Esurei Torah, is only b'shas iser ha-mais, only when the mais itself is aser. Except like Shabbos, there's no chadin, that on Shabbos is an iser amir l'nachri, nachri even before Shabbos. Even though Shabbos, iser melacha Shabbos hasn't yet been chal. And that's in order that Shabbos shouldn't be kalabeinam. And therefore it would appear that in the iser of amir l'nachri that was said b'chol asurei Torah, which is b'shas iser ha-maisa, but zein l'chalek, the melacha d'arais, melacha d'rabbanan. When we're talking about b'shas ma'isa, b'shas iser ma'isa, you can't be mechalek between d'arais and d'rabbanan. Because even something that's aser rak mishum shavuos, there's going to be an iser amir l'nachri. But the amir l'nachri koydem Shabbos, which is din miyuchad b'iser Shabbos, k'dei shaloti ha-Shabbos kala b'neim, if so, we can say that there only goes there amir l'nachri to do a melacha d'arais and not a melacha d'rabbanan. So we're holding now, when is it aser to tell the goy to do a malacha d'oraisa only and not a malacha d'rabbanan? That's where you tell him before Shabbos. When we tell him on Shabbos itself, both d'oraisas and d'rabbanan are going to be aser. Now, in the Gos Maimonios, in the sixth paragraph of Shabbos, Sifkat Beis, he writes that you're not allowed to give a goy mos be'erev Shabbos shikno l'machor b'yom hashuk, that he should buy for you tomorrow on Shabbos because the shlichus l'nachri. So we see that also the Isra Mekach Memkar, which is only Durabanan, there's an Isra Amira L'Nachri even before Shabbos. So it would appear that in the Gos Maimonios he writes the reason that Amira L'Nachri is Aser because Yesh Shlichus L'Nachri L'Chumra. In other words, the Malacha that the Goy does is if the Jew did it, and therefore you can't be Mechalek between whether he told the Goy on Shabbos itself or he told the Goy before Shabbos, because nevertheless the Goy is doing the Malacha on Shabbos and it's as if the Jew did it, and since on Shabbos itself it's as if the Jew did it and on Shabbos there's an Isra Amira L'Nachri B'Malacha D'Rabbanan, so here also so to an Erev Shabbos there's an Isra of Amira L'Nachri B'Malacha D'Rabbanan. So according to him you can't be Mechalek. The Goy is doing the Malacha on Shabbos, and it's as if the Jew did the Malacha on Shabbos. So, it doesn't matter whether it's a Deraisa or Derabanan. But according to the Rambam, Ben Amir L'Nachri before Shabbos is a special din. Mashen came b'chol Surei Torah, and that's that Shabbos shouldn't be Kalabay Nehem. So then we can say that the Isser, Amir L'Nachri, Koidem HaShabbos, is only be Malacha Deraisa and not be Malacha Derabanan. Since we don't want Shabbos to be light in your eyes, so we're only going to be Machmir when it comes to Deraisas, and not when it comes to the Rabbanans. Now, in Meseches Avodah Zarah, and after Tzvav Amid Aleph, Rashi writes, Aval HaShabbos lo nitztavu b'nei Noach, u'ma she'osur li Yisrael, lo emar la'akom, ma'seh li kach, zeon mishum imtso cheftzuch avadabri dover dibur asur. So you see from Rashi that Isra Amir l'Nachri is from the Pasuk of mimtso cheftzuch avadabri dover. And if so, it's Pashut, that it says rak l'gabi Shabbos, that there's an Isser, that this was said, Dafka Lagabe Shabbos, where there's an Isser of Amira that you're not allowed to be Medaber or Dibur Shel Chol, like we see in Shabbos Kufnun Amar Aleph. But that's a Tema Gedola, because we see in Bov Metzia Daf Tzadi that we read earlier, that B'chol is Surei Torah, Amira Lenachri Shvus. So how can you say it's only Alts Mitzochev Tzach Medaber Dover? You see from Bov Metzia talking about all the Surei Torah. We also have to understand that the Devei Rashi, that the Isser Amira Lenachri is from a Pasuk, Mitzochev Tzach Medaber Dover, that's only on Shabbos itself. But before Shabbos, it's mutter to tell a Nachri to do Malacha on Shabbos. Look in the Chedusha Aran, but Metzia Daf Tzadi Amar Aleph Dibur Maschul Inyan, that it proves that the Isser of Amir L'Nachri is also before Shabbos. And he brings a raya from the Gemara. Somebody, it gets dark on the way, and he's allowed to give it to, we need to find a heter to allow him to give it to a guy. If it's before Shabbos, we shouldn't need to find a heter, it's before Shabbos. So you see that Amira Lenachri is Usr, even before Shabbos, but it will come out according to Rashi that it isn't, because only Bedaber Dover, which is a Shabbos Digadin. And therefore it would appear that Rashi holds like that goes Memonios, that Amira Lenachri Shvus is because Yesh Shlichus Lenachri Lechumra. And according to that, it would emerge that the Jew is only over after the Nachri did his Shlichus. But if the Nachri didn't do the Shlichus, the Yisrael, the Jew, is not over at all. And even though he told him to do the Malacha on Shabbos, and that was only Legabe Shabbos. And that is not only Legabe Shabbos, but Bechol Isurei Torah. Amira Lenachri is a Shavuos, because Yesh, like we see in the Gemara above Metzia, Daf Tzadi, because Yesh Shlichus Lenachri Lechumra. And it's also Lehedji and Rashi and Shabbos, Kufin Gimel Amid Aleph, for Ehu Shlucho Lisenu B'Shabbos. And there it's talking about where he told the guy to do it on Erev Shabbos, like Rashi says there in the Mishnah in Sham. So the Shita of Rashi is that it's because of Shlichus Lenachri, which applies even on Erev Shabbos. However, the Gabe Shabbos itself is another halacha that Amira Lenachri Shavuos. In other words, the Etzim Amira Lenachri is a Shavuos, even if the Nachri didn't do his Shlichus. Nevertheless, the Jew is over on the Yisr Shavuos, because the Etzim Amira Lenachri Latzis LaMalacha B'Shabbos is a Shavuos. So we have, according to Rashi, that if he tells him to do a Malacha before Shabbos and Shabbos, it's going to be Asr. If he actually does the Malacha, because Yesh Shlichus Lenachri L'Chomer Min HaTorah, so therefore it's going to be Asr if he does it for him, because it's as if the Jew did it, there's Shlichus. But if he doesn't do the Malacha and he tells him to do it on Erev Shabbos, he wasn't over an Isser. But on Shabbos itself, he's not allowed to tell him to do an Isser, because that's V'daber Dover. So even if he doesn't do it, it doesn't matter. He's over in V'daber Dover, and that's what Rashi writes in Avodah Zarah. That the reason you're not allowed to tell Nachri, Aseli Kach, is Altsim Sochev, Tzchav, V'daber Dover, Dibor, Aser. In other words, the Etzem Dibor is Aser, V'amir L'Nachri, Shavuos. That the Amir itself is a Shavuos, and that we learn in the Pasuk, Mitzochev Tzuchav Adabri Dover, the Inalad will be Medaber on Shabbos, Dibur Shalchol, like the Rambam says in the 20th Parak of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph, like speaking to your business partner about what you're going to sell tomorrow, that the Isser is, even if tomorrow he doesn't sell at all, the Etzem Dibur is us, is here also Amir La'akum, the Amira is Usser, even though the Akum doesn't do the malacha at all. And this is only said Lagabe Shabbos or the Shabbos Atzma. Mashenkin B'Sharis Surei Torah, there we say Amira Lenachri Shavuos, because Yesh Shlichus Lenachri Lechumra. So he's only over when the Nachri actually did the Shlichus. And this is Mavur in the Mishnah and Shabbos Kuf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. No, there's a fire in Nachri Shabbos Lechabbos Einam Alokabe. When a guy comes to extinguish, you don't tell him extinguish. Rashi says, Rabban and Gazra la Mira Lenachri Shum Shavuos. And Rashi says in Shabbos Kufnun Amid Aleph, Amira Lenachri Shavuos. The Kvasatma Rebbe the Masnisa Nachri Shabbos Lechabbos Einar Malokabe. There we have a Stam Mishnah that Rebbe Yehuda Nasi writes that a guy that comes to extinguish the fire, you don't tell him to extinguish. Is a Mira Lenachri Shavuos. We have to understand, according to the Maskanim of Mitzia and Daf Tzadi, that a Mira Lenachri Shavuos, it's not only the Gabe Yisuri Shabbos, it's B'chol Yisuri Torah. So why does Rebbe write in the Mishnah a Mira Lenachri Shavuos only Gabe Shabbos, and he doesn't include other Yisuri Torah? Based on what we saw in Rashi, the way we explain Rashi, it's very good. Because the Gabe Shabbos, there's a Chiddush Din, B'Amira Lenachri Shavuos. Now it's the Etzem Amira Lenachri is a Shavuos, even though the Nachri doesn't do the Shlichus. And that was said only on Shabbos and not on Erev Shabbos. And based on how we explain Das HaRambam, there's also a Chiddush Din B'Amira Lenachri L'Gabei Shabbos. That B'Amira Lenachri Koidem Shabbos, that even though the Amir is Zelo B'Shas Isra Maisa, Shadayin Lo Chol Isra Melech HaShabbos, nevertheless, there's an Isra of Amira Lenachri. And the reason is, because Shabbos shouldn't be Kala Beinayim. And therefore, Rebbe wrote the Stam Mishnah that Amiru l'nachu yishvus l'gabei Shabbos, and he doesn't include other Isurei Torah because it's different than other Isurei Torah, because it's even before Shabbos. So according to the Rambam, the Chiddush of Amiru l'nachu on Shabbos, in contrast to other halachas, is that even before Shabbos, it's asur to tell somebody, even shelo b'shas isur, it's asur to tell a goy to do the malacha. Why is it asur? Because shelo yehei Shabbos kala b'neim, that Shabbos shouldn't be light in their eyes. But b'shas isur, it's asur all around the Torah. According to Rashi, we saw a chiluk that when he says it on Shabbos itself, there's an Isser al Tzvedabir Dover, and therefore it's even if the Goy doesn't do the Malacha, and before Shabbos, it's Asr like we saw in the Goz Memonios, because there's a din of Shlichus, and therefore if the Goy does the Shlichus, we say Yesh Shlichus L'Nachri L'Chumra, and therefore when he tells him before Shabbos, it is going to be Asr. Because then if the Goy does it on Shabbos, then he's doing his bidding, and it's like the Jew is doing it. Right? There's a famous sheet of the Beis Meir and many others who, this is brought down in many, many Achronim, that the din on Shabbos is that your body should rest. In which case, there's no din of Shlichus, that if the Goy does it for you, it's not going to be us around Shlichus, because Tachlis, your body is resting. And that's really what matters. Normally, if the mice is misyachis to you, it's aser. But on Shabbos, it's bashlin of your body resting. But that's not the way we've been learning. We've been learning, according to Rashi, according to the Goz Memonios, that if you tell him to do something before Shabbos, and he does it on Shabbos, it's going to be aser, because yeshlichus l'nachwe l'chumra. So this is really a very, very broad topic. We just touched upon it. We learned a little bit of Shittas Rashi, Shittas the Rambam, and we're going to give ourselves a bracha that we should continue being mamik in the sugya, lilmodu l'lamed, Lishmor Velasa Silakim is called Divrei Salmat Rasa Yahava, Amen, Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.